Hey, boss. Don't start what? I didn't say anything. What look? I don't have a look. I think you're imagining things. So, can I sit down or what? Well, I don't want to bug you if you're really, actually busy. Thanks. Ooh, my feet hurt. Will you try dancing in these heels? Yeah, I just got off stage. Why? No, I know the rules. I just came by to say hi. Why do I have to change my clothes for that? Will you relax? I'll change in a little bit. Now, come on, how are you doing? It's just what I asked. How are you doing? You're impossible, you know? You're so hard to talk to. No, wait, come on. Don't get mad at me. I'll tell you why I'm here, okay? So, I've been working here a month. And I'm not gonna lie, it's been hard. No, I'm not quitting. Would you just listen, please? No, you were really upfront about it. You told me stripping would be hard. I mean, you had me so spooked that you almost convinced me not to do it. What owner does that? No, my point is, most people in your position would have just hired me and let me figure it out for myself. And it wasn't like you were trying to white knight me either. You were just straight with me. And I really appreciated that. You wanted me to know what I was getting into. And you were right, you know? It is hard. I'm still learning how to dance. And the people are... Well, most of them are sweet, but it's just like you said, you know? Some of them are jerks. What? Assholes. Yeah, I guess. But you've set it up so we don't have to deal with the jerks. I mean, assholes. We just call Ed over and he takes care of it. But a lot of them are nice, too. Some of them are so lonely, and I like people, you know? I can't help it. Anyway, the point is, it's hard, but I like it. I know you think I'm nuts. I'm going to law school on a great scholarship that I worked really hard for. I don't need to do this. I just wanted to. And you made me jump through all the hoops in the interview, too. Did you think I was a narc or something? But I wouldn't have come here if I hadn't checked it out first. No history of violations. You followed all the rules. You treated the girls fairly. I did my research. Plus, I wanted a club outside the city, where I could be more than just topless. I wanted to get naked. You know? Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for giving me a chance. Come on. I'm trying to be real. Don't be a jerk. I know I'm not a very good dancer, but I'm getting better. Besides, you didn't hire me because I was a good dancer. You know what I think? I think you hired me because I wasn't afraid of you, and you respected that. And after all your questions, I finally managed to convince you that I'd be okay, that I really wanted to do it. And I still do. So, thanks. Hey, shh. If you don't just sit there and accept my gratitude and say you're welcome, I'm going to stay right here in your office all night and keep thanking you until you do. So stop being a jerk and say you're welcome. Thank you. Anyway, I actually have something else I wanted to talk to you about. No, I did not bury the lead. Exactly. No, just... come on. Please? Okay, well... me and Ed and the rest of the girls were talking. No, it's not like that. No. We were just wondering... well... I was wondering, when is the last time you got laid? Wait, don't be mad. Come on. Why not? I'm not trying to embarrass you. Besides, I'm not like the other girls. You don't scare me, remember? I respect you. And I think you respect me. So come on. Just answer me. How long? Since your wife died? How long has that been? 10 years? Wow. Boss, I... But why? Hasn't come up? Are you crazy? No, I know, it's not all about sex, but geez, sometimes it's nice, right? Why won't you talk about it? Oh, come on, that's bullshit. No, I'm just saying that every girl in that dressing room, every person that works in this club loves you. I mean, yeah, they're afraid of you because, well... sometimes you can be an asshole, but they respect you. And Ed, he would do anything for you. You know that, right? This isn't just a place to work, you know? I've only been here a month, and you're already one of my best friends, whether you like it or not. Yeah, I know you're an asshole, but... I like you anyway. And you know what? I know you like me too. I mean, you've been nothing but a professional with me. Right from the beginning in the interview. I wouldn't have come to work here if you hadn't been. But I could still see that you liked me. So cut the crap, okay? It's okay to have friends. It's even okay to have multiple friends. Even the people who work for you. It's okay to, you know, not be alone. Anyway, so, I know this is super unprofessional, but I guess I don't care. Do you want to get laid? Yes. With me. I mean it. I like people, remember? I even like assholes. Like you. Come on. No strings. Just this once. Just because. Are you sure? Okay. I get it. I really do. I respect it. It's just... wow. You're way stronger than I am. Can I ask you one more thing, though? You want to, right? If I didn't, like, work for you, you'd want to? Yeah. Me too. No, I'm not quitting. And you're not going to fire me either. Okay, well, can I give you a hug, at least? Oh, come on, please? If you're not going to have sex with me, the least you could let me do is give you a hug. All right. Fine. At least shake my hand, then. Okay. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for being my friend. No, listen. Thank you for being a friend to every girl in this strip club. You're so full of shit. I see right through you. You're one of the good ones. You deserve to be happier. Okay, I'm gonna go take a shower and change my clothes and go home. I've got a mock trial tomorrow anyway. Of course I'm prepared. Hey, thanks, boss. Oh, you're welcome. See you tomorrow.